store for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The commission, it's a bureaucracy, it's bureaucrats who will ration care. It's modeled in essence after a British system that does have people to decide whether, based on your quality of life, your age, your whether you're going to deserve health care coverage or not. That's what's going to happen in America if this health care bill isn't stopped. The people of this land can't give up in demanding that their voice be heard, demanding that the White House understand that this is a representative form of government. We do expect that the will of the people is listened to and adhered to and implemented via our representatives whom we elect.
The mic off. That's Sarah Palin from earlier this year when she made news by coining the phrase death panels when referring to the end of life care as determined by the health care bill, the new Obama health care bill, which goes into effect next week. But a proposal to encourage end-of-life planning touched off a political storm over the so-called death panels. Democrats dropped it from the legislation to overhaul the health care system, but the Obama administration is going to basically get to the same place by regulation. And again, that starts next week. This is according to a new report in the New York Times this week. Under the new policy, which was outlined in a Medicare regulation paper, the government pays doctors who advise patients on options for end-of-life care, which may include advanced directives to forego aggressive life-sustaining sustaining treatment. Let's get an insight from Megyn Kelly, speaking with Drs. Mark Siegel and Kathleen London, debating this new directive.
Are we back to square one on this? Is there controversy here?
There is controversy here, Megyn, because Dr. Donald Berwick, who's the new head of Medicare and Medicaid services, and has said that offering unwanted procedures for patients that are terminally ill is a form of assault. So you can see where he's coming from. Now, I don't actually believe in terminal illness, period. I think a lot of times people are very sick and they get better. This new provision is specifically what Dr. Berwick has added to our yearly Medicare physical, which is now being reimbursed under Obamacare. They're going to pay us for a yearly Medicare physical, but they're saying to us, we're going to give you an incentive if you have end-of-life discussions during that yearly physical. Every single year, I'm going to get paid extra if I talk to my patients about what they want to do if that time comes. And the problem with that, Megyn, is that when that time comes, when somebody gets very ill, what they're envisioning years in advance is often not what happens. I take care of many, many, many patients in the geriatric age group. And when they're going to the emergency room and they're having trouble breathing or they're having pain in their chest, they generally want everything done. And if they said a year before, I don't want it done, they should be able to change their mind. I believe in end-of-life discussions. I think this is far too much, and it tells you where the Obama administration is heading.
Dr. London, is it much ado about nothing?
I think this is absolutely much ado about nothing. Let's start with how the whole death panel came into being as a saying. It was from that, you know, that real great medical intellect of Sarah Palin. So let's start from there. Advanced directives have been around. I was in med school in the early 90s, and at Yale we were very much encouraged to have those discussions because otherwise it gets left to family when a patient can't talk anymore. If I'm in a vegetative state, I do not want to be kept alive. I don't want that to fall on my children, on my parents, on my brothers. That's an awful thing.
But Dr. London, the critics respond to that by saying then you know, would take it upon yourself to talk to your lawyer, create an advance directive, and that's that. They say it's different to have your doctor getting financially incentivized to raise the issue.
No.
And they say it pressures, especially the elderly, makes them feel pressure to say they
especially
want that.
Every year.
This is a voluntary discussion that should happen with your physician because your physician is the one who understands all the different terminology from do not resuscitate to do not intubate to what all the different procedures are and can sit and have an intelligent discussion.
But what's the message?
It should be a discussion. We already know that the majority of healthcare dollars are spent in the last 2 to 6 months of life. So does it make sense to do all the heroics if somebody has emphysema, if they have terminal cancer, and it's saying, do you want this?
Wow. Thinking about this or listening to this, it does bring back a number of things. I've talked to a number of doctors on the air about this, and there seems to not be a whole lot of agreement, and it's very political. So have these, I guess the first question is, Kathleen London in there suggesting that these things have been around for a long time, since the 90s, I think she said. Is that true? 800-510-8255, the end of life panel, the death panel. One of the things that is troubling about this is that the in the process, the discussion and the initiative was dropped from the legislation to overhaul the healthcare system, but apparently these people have been able to sneak in, and that's what other word would you use for it, a new policy, which is basically the same as that which wasn't. Now, see, that's the problem with regulation. It's a problem with big government now. There are all of these twists and turns. So a bill is enacted. The verbiage in the bill ought to be the verbiage of the law. But the regulators get in, the bureaucrats get in, they start taking it apart and changing the wording from must to shall or can or may. And so when these things are voted on and there's a rigidity to them, and then somehow or other it gets changed, that's not government by the people. That's not the Congress representing you and voting on something. First of all, the majority of people didn't want this thing passed in the first place. But putting that aside, the things that were changed to address what the public's concerns were about this, at least on the surface, were changed in the rewrite that took place after the bill was passed and signed. How is that right? Are they just, no matter what side, Democrat or Republican, are they just sneaks? Did some politician whisper in the ear of a bureaucrat, okay, now that we've taken care of this so the public doesn't see it, let's make sure that when the regulations are written that explain the bill and enact the bill, that you have some way of getting this thing back in. Now, whether this is appropriate or not and how you interpret it, the death squads, some people call them the death squads, it still isn't, that's not the issue really for me. The issue is that the legislation was passed and it said X. Now the bureaucrats have gotten a hold of it and it says Y. And the question here is, how do you do that under the circumstances? What's the point of representative government if in the course of things, the action that takes place screws all of that up? 800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of one of the top 10 items this week that'll move into a position of prominence, or already is, according to our review of 40 or 45 radio stations and talk television as well. Up next, there are more people who have more to say. This is the death panel debate on the Talk Countdown at 14 past the hour.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Well, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us. conservativevoice.us/Doug. Conservativevoice.us/Doug.
800-510-8255. So some of this is going to be pretty aggressive, this debate back and forth. We're talking about the so-called death panels. That's Sarah Palin, end-of-life planning. It's more, I guess, politically correct to refer to it as end-of-life planning, which I think most people, when they hear it, don't have a problem with it if it's understood and if it's explained properly. The question is, what was voted on and what has ended up to be the practice, or what will be the practice as of the first of the year? 800-510-8255. If you feel strongly about this, you'll line up about 20 minutes from now. We'll start taking your calls after we get all the input from the various talk radio and talk television programs, including this program hosted on MSNBC by Matt Miller. Here, he speaks with Matt Lewis, Jane Hampshire, and Jonathan Alter, all members of the commentator squad at MSNBC.
Matt Lewis, let me go to you first. Are you along with some other Republicans, going to make trouble with this new talk of death panels? Or are you going to admit that it's a bit ginned up?
I think that most conservatives would tell you that end-of-life counseling can be very good, that it can be very, you know, helpful. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it if it's voluntary and between a patient and a doctor. The concern actually went back to nationalization of health care. There was a concern, and I don't think it's an absurd or ludicrous concern, that if the government controlled and paid for and nationalized health care, eventually there could be rationing of health care. And by the way, there are prominent, you know, bioethicists like Dr. Peter Singer who've actually made the argument that said to save money, if you're 90 years old, should you get that heart transplant? That's what conservatives were worried about.
Jane Hampshire, this sounds like a pretty slippery conservative slope. What do you make of what they're trying to do?
Well, I would say police your own then, because Johnny Isaacson is actually the person, Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson, is actually the person in 2008 who was fighting for people who, when they joined Medicare, to have to execute durable power of attorney. That's all this is telling somebody what their options are at the end of life and saying to them, look, this is what this means. Isaacson wanted to go a step further. So if the Republicans have a problem with that, then maybe they should tamp down on people on their own side first before they start going after the White House for it. It's an entirely practical suggestion, and the idea that it will lead to these what-ifs of death panels, I would say, is hysteria in the face of a very pragmatic and practical step.
Jonathan Alter, you probably did the most exhaustive inside account of the first year of the Obama administration. Was there any secret talk about trying to put people to death somehow in these death panels? What do you make of all this?
No, it just became a talking point for Sarah Palin first and then for the whole Republican Party. Death panels, like death taxes, you know, resonates, particularly with the base. But, you know, the only politicians who've actually done this, not just Johnny Isaacson, but in a much cruder way, Jan Brewer in Arizona, they actually deprived a 46-year-old man who needed a bone marrow transplant, had more than, I think, four or five children. They decided they didn't have any money in the state budget to give him a transplant, and they rationed care, and he died. So this just happened a few weeks ago. So the only place that's going on the ground right now is in Arizona, of all places. The idea of this being a political issue, something that somehow liberals should be more vulnerable on, is just another sign of how the Republicans right now want to use anything they can to club Barack Obama.
All right, clubbing Barack Obama as opposed to being in club Barack Obama. Is this much ado about nothing, as was suggested earlier? The essence of what we have, again, I hammer this home for the third time, isn't so much whether there ought to be end-of-life planning. Makes only good sense to have it. But was it taken out of the bill to satisfy the needs of the politicians, and then was it put back in by the bureaucrats? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 as we continue our overview of this discussion of end-of-life planning and whether it's much ado about nothing. Certainly stirs up at this time of year lots of remembrances of not only earlier this year but last year as well, all the discussion in the health care bill about this and whether or not it's a political football. I don't want to hear necessarily from Sarah Palin because I don't think she has that much. All she's doing is trying to whip things up. But what's the real story here? And what do you want to see? What have you done to prepare for the end of your life? If you're along in years or maybe you have some problems, have you thought about this? Have you had counseling? Did you see a lawyer? Have you talked to the people in your family? As opposed to what somebody said earlier on here, it is very much, it seems to me, an important thing for the family to be involved in, whether it's planning or whether it's the end decision, isn't it? You know, it's somebody who isn't in the family making these decisions. I think that was part of the overall conflict earlier on. Reporter Clayton Morris here speaking with former Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tavi Troy, discussing the accuracy of this report that appeared this week in the New York Times.
What they're saying is that the Times story is wrong. Here's what they say. The benefit was signed into law under President Bush. The only thing new here is a regulation allowing the discussions about it, authorized in 2003 by the prescription drug benefit, to happen in the context of the new annual wellness visit created by the Affordable Health Care Act. So all of this done, Tevi, under President Bush.
Well, it's not fair to say all of this is done under President Bush. The, as I said, end-of-life care is an important issue that we need to have a serious adult conversation about. I think the Obama administration tried to accelerate the issue in the legislation. They couldn't get it through, and now they're pushing regulations through right around Christmas time when they know that people aren't paying as much attention. As they've seen, however, people are really paying attention to this issue because it is so controversial. What we need to do is have a bipartisan, serious conversation about this issue because it is costing us a lot of money. But you can't do it through kind of end-of-night, non-transparent,
right,
behind-closed-doors approaches.
Well, I think that's what caught us all off guard, right, is this sort of everyone's out of town quietly sneaking this in. And the Times piece talks to a Democrat and got their hands on an email, which shocked all of us. In fact, part of this email says, the longer this goes unnoticed, the better our chances of keeping it. And in essence, Democrats want to keep this thing quiet so it gets pushed through and the American public not aware of it.
Well, because they saw how politically controversial it was and what a big stink it made even in their extra controversial health care bill. This was one of the most controversial provisions that couldn't even make it through. And as you saw, the health care bill cost them the control of the House, 6 seats in the Senate. So they know that this is political dynamite that they're playing with.
Well, so why are they playing with it? What is there about control? What is there about power that so screws up people's minds? We got to get it done. We have to have it in there. And do they really? Here's Dave Ross, who tends to lean a little bit to the left on his radio program, and his co-miker Luke Burbank discussing the positives of end-of-life care.
There is now a new Medicare regulation, which apparently was simply imposed by the Obama administration, under which the government will pay doctors who advise patients on what their options are for end-of-life care, which may include their choice not to endure heroic treatment if it looks like that's the end. That apparently is the new policy. And over the holiday, actually, this story is dated December 25th.
What this, as I understand it, is just essentially a version of hospice, in the sense that there is a provision that would say for people who are at the very end of their life, they can meet with a doctor who will just say, hey, these are the different things that you can do.
Right.
And for a lot of people, and again, if you talk to people like Dr. Ira Byock and others who are really big in the hospice movement, a huge part of people, you know, passing on in a comfortable way is understanding what their options are. It's not a way of trying to deny care to certain people.
Well, my dad had hospice the last few months of his life, and I think it saved the family at that point when he was having trouble with chemotherapy. Having somebody who laid out what's going to happen and knowing what your options are in this most painful thing you'll ever have to go through is made it less painful, quite frankly. And I remember that my dad used to be in advertising. He was, and in his last weeks was, you know, sketching in his sketchbook, and he came up with an advertising campaign. He said his motto was hospice, the only way to go.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What one food can help you to lose fat, build lean muscle, improve immune function, improve blood sugar and mood, support normal blood pressure, detoxify, reduce inflammation, and increase endurance? This one superfood in nature comes from unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Of all the whey protein powders on the market, there is only one that is both unheated and from grass-fed cows. It is called One World Whey. It is well known that the support of your entire body's repair from whey protein powder is superior to milk, eggs, meat, or any vegetarian protein. One World Whey can offer you a real boost in your health and well-being. If you'd like more energy or want to lose fat or gain muscle, or if you want to feel better or have more endurance for work or play, then try One World Whey. It comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Offer. Use as directed.
Each week, we spend about 10 hours, actually 13 hours all together, 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and then on the weekend, a three-hour extravaganza reviewing all of the top 10 items this past week. And so as we get started in this new week, which is the last week of the year, this thing, the New York Times report that we're focused on, which is an overview of what's gone on in the legislation that was passed and now has been manipulated to bring back in the end-of-life planning, which touched off such a political storm, the so-called death panels. That's where the Sarah Palin instrument comes in. What is this? What are we talking about? This is basically getting to the point of the family, if there is a family involved, understanding, along with the principle, the care at the end of your life. There is a sampling of older people who have had chronic diseases, family members involved in what to do. I read an overview, a treatise sort of this. Members of the families were interviewed about the satisfaction with the treatment at the end, the decision-making process, the relief in the last month or so of life. And there were a lot of suggestions that came from this. This is the kind of intelligent way to handle this. The political uproar is not necessarily intelligent, nor are the points being presented in an articulate way. What you do get out of it, though, is a sneaky, uncomfortable feeling that what was the directive, whether you agreed with it or not, the vote in Congress was one thing and pretty specific, and what came out at the other end after the bureaucrats got a hold of the legislation is something else, which in my mind points to a far more serious problem. This isn't a problem with Sarah Palin, and maybe she's taking advantage of it, yakking about it, or it isn't even a problem with whether there ought to be these things. The problem is they were not in the legislation, and now they are a part of the bill. So what the hell is the sense of voting on a bill and having something come out of the legislative process that when it comes to implementation is different than what was in the language of the bill? It's manipulation at the height. It's the essence of arrogance. And we roll over and play dead to it. Or are we? Probably a bad choice of words, but you understand the drift of the conversation here. It isn't about There are great things that happen. End-of-life care, hospice care, a lot of those things are terrific. But that's not really what we're talking about. The report in the New York Times specifically points out that we had this legislative verbiage in the bill. Now, what's going to start next week, unless it gets changed, and who knows how it's going to get changed because the legislators are all gone home now, unless somebody takes it to court and gets it stopped, this is not what people voted on, nor is it what the public wanted. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been changed. Here is radio host Rick Roberts and his, I guess, bottom line on this issue.
Now the death panels are back from the dead, so to speak. The very Democrats who called conservatives crazy for thinking that death panels could make a comeback or were or even once existed are secretly throwing full support behind the death panel resurrection. Now, we talked about this. Not a whole lot of people took this very seriously, but mind you, the infant... Okay, let me just give it to you. When a proposal to encourage end-of-life planning, that's what it was called, end-of-life planning, you know, touched off a political firestorm on the Obamacare, Democrats dropped it, I mean, immediately. They took it out of the legislation to overhaul the healthcare system, but the Obama administration will achieve the same goal, not by unanimous vote or how many yeas and how many nays, but by regulation starting about a week, January 1st. Under the new policy outlined in the Medicare regulation, the government will pay doctors who advise patients on options for end-of-life care. Now, that may include advanced directives to forego aggressive life-sustaining treatment, and, of course, that's been around for a while, but other things as well. Congressional supporters of this policy, they're okay with it. They've kept pretty quiet. They fear provoking another firestorm like they got in, well, last year when Republicans seized the idea of end-of-life counseling and argued that the Democrats' bill would allow the government to cut off care for the critically ill. And in a roundabout way, they could if you read the bill. Now, of course, they're, well, we'd never do that. Government would never do that. Government would never harm you. The Obama administration has been able to achieve the policy through the regulation writing process. It's a whole different angle on doing the same thing. It's a strategy that could become more prevalent in the next couple of years as the president deals with the Republicans in Congress and being a bit stronger. In this case, the administration said research had shown the value of end-of-life planning. And they go through this whole process of studies and anxiety and depression and surviving relatives and so on and so forth. And then I think they even cite some research by Dr. Stacy Fisher. So at the end of the day, they say it will give people more control over the care they receive. And see, that was never my fear, was what kind of care I decide to have. It was what kind of care the government decides I should have.
Yeah. There's there are two or three issues here. The prominent one for me is that it wasn't in the bill and now it is. The discussion about hospice, the end-of-life care and what it costs, the whole discussion of death and dying in America is a healthy conversation to have, and the end-of-life nursing care, whether the nursing homes are any good, halfway houses, whatever. Did you come up with an advanced directive for your end-of-life, and has your family knowledge of it? Do they buy into it? Do you believe in euthanasia? Do you have a living will? There are all kinds of scholarly articles about end-of-life care. There are all kinds of programs. There are all kinds of questions and answers. And sometimes it depends on what your problem is. National Cancer Institute has done a lot of work in this area. The heart, all of that stuff is important and good. Right now, though, the common sense approach to making your plans for the end of your life is one thing, and maybe that's what you want to talk about. It's the discussion and living wills and yada yada. But I bring it around to whether the legislation said one thing and the practice will be something different because somebody changed the verbiage, and I don't believe that that's right. When you pass a bill, it ought to be exactly, whatever the enactment is, follows exactly to the letter of the law, what the intent was, and that comes from the words in the bill. Not an interpretation, the exact words. This is the bill. This is what gets done. This is what the bureaucrats enact. That's it. No discussion, no debate, no interpretation, no new rules, none of that stuff. Instead, we have rule by decree, and it's not any different than the FCC or other groups in the government that have no legislative power whatsoever, just enacting rules. It's called rulemaking. We're going to make a rule, and the rule has the effect of law. No, it doesn't. But we let them get away with it because government has become so big that nobody questions, or not enough people question. The news media usually does a crappy job of investigating all this stuff, and the bureaucrats know it, the politicians know it. So even with a wink-wink, the politicians say, okay, we'll go along with this, but then behind the scenes, some smarmy politician says to his chief of staff, make sure the guy down at policy knows that we want it written this way when it comes out of the end run, which is essentially the bureaucratic interpretation of the bill. It's just wrong, wrong, wrong. And how do you react to that? How do you right that wrong? Part of our conversation, hopefully here between now and the top of the hour, we'll focus on that. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio review of the return of the life planning debate, touched off during the whole healthcare debate last year.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Let's make sure we get all of the calls in that we can here. 800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits. And after listening to much of this over the weekend, this certainly will be close to the top of the list, I'm betting. The first call is Scott, who's calling in to the countdown from Arizona with what he thinks. Let's hear you say what you think, Scott.
Any insurance that doesn't cover end-of-life planning is not insurance. I mean, that's part of any basic insurance package. And if you really want to look at death panels, look at GM Brewers Arizona. People, their budgets are being cut so bad that people that were online for lung transplants and various transplants have been cut off because in Arizona, it's considered a luxury now, and it's not covered. Because it's a necessary part of any comprehensive health care package, yet it was demonized by Republicans because Democrats didn't get the message out that, no, this is not death panels, this is any good insurance. I challenge anyone to call in who has good, top-notch insurance and say that their insurance does not have end-of-life planning. That is part of any insurance package. It has nothing to do with death panels. However, it has been turned around and demonized by the same people that show up that showed up last year at healthcare rallies, carrying signs that say "Get the government out of my Medicaid." I mean, it's absurd. It's people that just too many people that don't really quite understand what they're doing or talking about.
All right. Well, that's why this is instructive, to help people through chatter, through talk, through thinking about it, get to some consensus, hopefully, or at least more information. 800-510-8255. Kevin calls from Kansas City to the countdown.
Yeah, I think that this is the right conversation for us to be having right now. Democrat, Republican, or independent, we all need to understand that we're all going to find ourselves at the end of life at some point, and the conversation needs to be had so we can understand what people's wishes are. We have a big problem where end-of-life is extremely expensive care. Usually it's accomplished in ICU or other expensive places to care for people. I work as a geriatric physician. I see this every day. I'm across the bed with a family trying to figure out what the right thing is to do for a patient. There's been no conversation. We're not going to solve the problem if we don't have a national dialogue that talks about what end-of-life is all about, the moral, social, religious implications of it. We have to start the conversation. I think this is one place to start it. It's got to start somewhere. Is this the ideal place? Probably not. Is this functional? I think so. I think the ideal place would be over the dinner table at the Christmas or Thanksgiving gathering. Have an honest conversation about, yeah, we're all getting older. All of our lives are going to end. Look around the table, see who's not here. Have we talked about what we want at the end of life?
Have you talked about what you want at the end of your life? This is very delicate stuff. 800-510-8255, and part of the discussion at least. Melissa, in upstate New York, what thoughts for us to share?
I just wanted to say I'm a young Republican under the age of 30, and when I go to the hospital, when I go to the emergency room, one of the questions that they ask me in registration is, do I have a living will? I don't know about any other state, but in New York State, it's probably a basic question because they want to know things like, you know, do you want to be resuscitated? If you end up in a coma, do you want to be on a feeding tube? Do you want to be kept alive? That's basically what this essentially boils down to. And I don't think it should be covered by just Medicare. I think it should be recognized in every state and by every insurance company, Medicare, Medicaid, because people can have these situations at any age. There's also something called a file of life that basically is a living will that you fill out. You have it notarized. You have a witness sign it. And when EMTs come to pick you up, they can take that with them, and there are agencies that give it out for free. Our EMTs in the area give those files of life out for free that people can have in their home. There's a sticker that you put on your window that says that you have this, and they can pick it up. It's as simple as that, and I don't understand why this argument has gotten so misconstrued into, oh, the government's going to pull your plug, except for people like Sarah Palin who are misinformed and who are poisoning people's minds with this nonsense. So what I would say is, from now on, people need to research these things for themselves and figure it out before forming this opinion, instead of being sheep and just going with what one person says because that may be the popular opinion at the time.
Well, it would be a pretty sad state of affairs if, in fact, Sarah Palin were shaping the debate. I think I'd go along with you in that department, Melissa. 800-510-8255. Jay, you're in North Carolina, and you're on the air live on the countdown. Please go ahead.
Thanks. I just wanted to say I think you're right about the administrative law angle, and we better get ready. It's kind of like the Empire Strikes Back. It's going to be worse than just this death panel argument. I mean, they're talking about 15% ethanol in the gas, all kinds of other,
I don't mind any of this stuff if, in fact, all of it has been adopted through the rule of law, and some rule maker hasn't just come up with this as an arbitrary, okay, this is what we're going to do. That's not the way it ought to work.
Well, get ready. That's what.
Well, I don't want to get ready. I want to stop it. What do you want to do? You want to stop it? What do you want to do?
Well, I mean, the problem is it's the battle between the executive branch, the administrators, and the legislative branch.
Well,
the
so who should rule the day? You and me, right?
Right, but the legislature.
All right, well, that's it. All right, 51 after. Thanks for the call.
pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Do we seek retribution, or do we seek satisfaction, or how do we fix this problem? Is probably would be a good bottom line place for us to go. 800-510-8255. Jay, you're in Alabama, and your thoughts will be aired next on the countdown.
I'd just like to relate a personal experience that I had with my former mother-in-law. She was visiting with my ex-wife in Connecticut, had a stroke. They did not have this material that's necessary. In fact, she ended up getting transferred back to Birmingham and was I went by to see her. My ex-wife called me and said she's about to pass on, and so she told me where the hospital she was, and I went to the hospital, and I asked the nurse for the room, and I walked into the room, and I did not even recognize her. She had probably been in this condition 18 months or more of being fed, as they say. I had a reaction at the time. Is this a fundraising way for the hospitals? Now, that's a harsh thing to say, but what I'm hearing is that if you get in a hospital and you're sick and you don't have these things and you're not able to go home, then the hospital has a steady stream of income. So that's one of my concerns about this, and I hate to say that about business. I'm a Republican. I believe in maximizing profits and all those kind of things, but I don't know if it's morally right to do that on the pain and suffering of other people.
Yep. 800-510-8255. There are a lot of people who agree with you, Jay, that hospitals keep people alive just to make money, and the treatment of these big diseases, cancer especially, there's no real cure because there's too much money being made. Pretty cynical, but pretty accurate, sadly. 800-510-8255. Jema in Texas, please tell us what your thoughts are as we continue on the countdown.
Well, I really don't think that we need somebody to decide who gets treatment and who doesn't when it comes to terminal, because when I was 43, they diagnosed me with terminal renal cell cancer. Okay, if it would have been up to the government, I wouldn't have got treatment because it was considered terminal. I took the treatment. They told me I had a year to live. That was 8 years ago.
God bless you.
They wouldn't have gave me the treatment, and I would have died, you know. So I don't think it's – I myself filled out my own DNR, do not resuscitate.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to be kept on machines or anything like that, but I don't think it should be up to the government at – age 40 or 70 to decide whether or not you live or go.
No, it ought not to be. That's the, living. You're not living the way life is. If people decide they want to end their life, by the same token, isn't it funny and ironic and kind of foolish when you think about it? The government is opposed to you committing your own suicide, but they aren't opposed to them deciding when your life, instead of you deciding, like in England, for example, in many European countries, many places around the world, if you have a disease and you decide that you don't want to be treated anymore and you want to end it, you call somebody like Kevorkian, and they come put you to sleep. And
you know, I believe in that.
I do too. Make your own decision. The government, get the hell up to the end of your life. The government is screwing up your life. And it's time we realized this is not for us in the main. Thanks for your call, ma'am. 800-510-8255, Jeanette, in Florida. What do we need to discuss from your perspective here, Jeanette?
My husband's mother and father both died of Alzheimer's. They made some advanced planning with, you must do this with an attorney. What you talk to your doctor about is just what you talk to your doctor about. They both did die of Alzheimer's. They had an advanced plan with an attorney that my husband, an only child, could make medical decisions for both his mother and father, which in fact he did. David's father had to have surgery in his early 90s. Jim, of course, could not speak because he was fully blown with Alzheimer's. But the other part of their legal document that they had, that they did, number one, did not want to be resuscitated. Number two, they did not want to be force-fed with a feeding tube down into the stomach or IVs. David's mother elected not to eat any food for 5 days. The nurses kept her comfortable. My husband and I both have diseases. We have consulted with our lawyer. This is important, people. You must have the document made in the state where you live. We used to live in Maryland. Our advanced plans there done with our lawyer in Annapolis are not valid in the state of Florida.
So I guess at the end of the hour here, our job is to figure out whether the Republicans are scaring everybody on this issue. Also, the issue of whether power of attorney, you've given that to somebody in your family. There are a lot of healthcare workers who have seen some strange things. You ought to talk to somebody in the healthcare field that works in end-of-life care. And meanwhile, work on the government to have what's going on there reflect what the vote really is. 59 past the hour.